زبان حیام supposed to investigate the various times of the day as the halakha defines them based upon the sources in the Gemara that we've shown him brought him in the post of today. We begin with a post of Shabbos Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, page 2 of the Maribakam. Kosher. See, we might go straight to the video. Kosher. The Hofa Masma, the Mishkiya, the Chama, the Halayla, Lekel, the Tlof, the Rivi Mil, 3/4 of a mil. A mil is a certain amount of amos, 2,000 amos, but it's really a time measure. They didn't have watches in those days. They measured time by how long it takes to walk a mil. So the most it could be here is 3/4 of a mil. And this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Rabbi Yehuda grew favorite stuff on Perek Mishahoya Tomei, Tafsari Zala, Tzala, the Mishkiya Tacham, Matisuka Fahim, which is Ben Hashmashot, we assume, is Arba Milin. The Tezah Gafavim Lailu, that I mean in the Beresh Perakana to Pesachim, so it's stuck. An obvious contradiction in two sugis. Is the Ben Hashmash 3/4 of a mil or is it 4 mil? Zomar Ben Atam, the Hosa Mayri Mitzchilas Shkia. In Sachem is referring to Mitzchilas Shkia, which we call astronomical sunset, so the time the stars come out, in fact, takes 4 mil. The Hosa Mishat Mishka Mitzov Shkia. This is what we call Sof Shkia. Sof Shkia until Tzeis Kochavim is in fact 3/4 of a mil. Let's just review what it's supposed to say over here. That there are two contradictory gemaras, and the way to resolve them is to say that Ben Hashmash is really, well, let's go back. Ben Hashmash means Sufik Yom Sufik Laila. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila is only 3/4 of a mil. When is this? This is a time which begins 3/4 mil after the sun sinks beneath the horizon and continues until the time 4 mil after the sun sinks beneath the horizon. So the first 3/4 mil after the sun sets beneath the horizon, it's still Vada Yom. It's certainly considered day according to Rabbeinu Tam. This is the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, found here in Tulsa and other places as well. The Vilna Gaon is found on page 8, a long piece. Even in its expanded verse, it's not so easy to read. Close to Rabbeinu Tam. And in the beginning, it's very, very long, but the very beginning, in the second line, he says, V'achush makhish l'chol ro'ah. Once again, a few places, he says, V'achush makhish. That was Rabbeinu Tam suggests that it takes 4 mil to see 3 stars. It's against what we see with our own 2 eyes. We see plenty of stars in the sky long before 4 mil pass. Now we have to tell you what a mil is yet. We don't know what a mil, you don't know what a mil is. I'll give you an advanced preview. A mil is somewhere, just to give a ballpark figure, it's about 20 minutes. So 4 times that, about 80 minutes, this is approximate term. Well before that you see many, many stars. There's a chush makhish. What is the word Rabbeinu Tam is talking about? So what do you do with the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha? So the Vilna Gaon explains that indeed the two Gemaras are not contradictory, and indeed there are two slots, a 3/4 of a mil slot and a 3/4 mil slot, to accept in the opposite order. According to the Vilna Gaon, the first three quarters of a mil after sunset, that's called Bein HaShemoshim. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lail. When I say sunset, I mean astronomical sunset. And the remaining three and a quarter mil are Vaday Laila. It's definite night. Sure. The first three quarters of a mil after sunset, that's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lail. That's Bein HaShemoshim. After the astronomical sunset. At that point, it is Pesach HaKhodesh. Because there's only gone.
So when it's at three quarters, you mean?
Slowly. Ah, but the Gemara says that Pesach HaKhodesh is 4 mil after Shkia. That's the Gemara of Sochem, which tells us quoted. No, this is the goal. That means, say, Kol HaKhodesh. That's when all the stars come out. So all the stars come out, it takes that long. Over an hour. You may ask, why is that relevant in halacha? The answer is who said it is. The Gemara never said it was. The Gemara was discussing in Tzachim, Tzadi Dalet, only the question of how you measure the hours of the day. You measure from here to there, we'll get to that later. The Gemara never said in that context that when all the stars come out, it's relevant. From that moment on, you may or may not do something. No. It's halachically irrelevant. I should add that according to Rabbi Natan, the astronomical sunset is halakhically irrelevant or nearly irrelevant. By definition, there can only be two endpoints to Bein HaShemoshim. If you have three points to discuss, whatever they are, one of them is going to have to end up being, for our purposes at least, irrelevant. True. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Tzeis Kol HaKhodesh is irrelevant. And according to the Rabbi Natan, the sunset of the Zaharan is irrelevant. Where is the Bein HaShemoshim? According to Rabbi Natan, from what he calls Shkia Shnia until Tzei Tako Chazim, which is 3 1/4 mil after astronomical sunset until 4 mil after astronomical sunset. Those are the two relevant times. The first being the end of Vadayom, the second being the onset of Vaday Laila. And according to the Vilna Gaon, the other way around. The two critical times are sunset, as we see it beneath the horizon. Then 3 1/4 mil after that, those are the two poles of Bein HaShemoshim. And Tzeis Kol HaKhodesh is irrelevant from an halachic perspective. Yes? That's, they both agree to that. That's correct. If the Vilna going against himself, the same Kashi is against the Rebbe Natan. Hachush Makish looks out of his window in Vilna, and 3 1/4 mil after the sunset, whatever the mil may be, he didn't see any stars. Kushmak, same kashya against Rabbi Natan, this is difficult against his own opinion as well. So the Gaon says it's no kashya. Why is it no kashya? It depends upon the place geographically, and for that matter, the time of the year. This is a real small piece of the Gaon. It's very, very long, as you can see. On the second column, it goes down on the page 8. On the second column, and the 6th line, beginning of the 7th line. Avalafim ha'shek asafti ha'kol nicha. Ulefizeh ha'shir min ha'shkiya ha'layla eno elegimu rivei mil. Be'afim ha'zina seinu yoseru. See, then we see it's longer. Kanal lefi shinui ha'ofakim v'shinui ha'zman v'azman shal adalat milim v'shal gimel rivei mil ha'kol ofek shalem b'eretz Yisrael u'bavel aval kan ma'areket yoser v'chein ha'zman al yonam ha'shavim v'zikim v'zisim v'tishrei shebehen ha'kol v'shtar. This is what he said. Memela in Vilna takes longer. Fine. Problem is, people went to Yerushalayim, looked out the window, and also couldn't find any stars. That's the problem. This problem was raised by a statement called Bein HaShemoshim. read Barak Tukachinsky Zatzal. He raised his question. Looked out the window, couldn't see any stars. How long did it take to find stars? It took him 22 minutes to find stars after sunset in the springtime in Yerushalayim. No matter how you measure a mil, 22 minutes is more than 3/4 of a mil, for sure. So he stopped. Chush makish. So based on this question, after Kaczynski wants to say a very good chidush. He says, if you look carefully in the Gemara, it's not clear anywhere that, in fact, the time that the stars come out is precisely 3/4 of a mil after sunset. There's no such Gemara. We have the Gemaras in front of us. You can look, see the sources as we have them. Here the Gemara says, an interesting discussion. What exactly is Bein HaShemashim? So, the Gemara says on the Aflam and Hay on the base, the third line, Koch of Echad Yom Shnayim Bein HaShemashim Shlosh Alayla. There's an opinion here of Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi's view? Rabbi Yossi's view is, as the Gemara puts it previously, Bein Hashmoshes Keherep Ayin. Bein Hashmoshes is the blink of an eye. That's the Lamadala on the base. Lamadala on the base is the court of Yehuda. The Tana of Yehuda Ben Hashmoshes lasts for a certain period of time, which is later said to be equivalent to 3/4 of a mil. And Rabbi Yossi says Ben Hashmoshes Keherafayim Ben Nichnas Mizayoset. And the Gemara explains that the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi comes after the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda. As it's Lam and Ham and Al, the Gemara says towards the bottom, the Sholim Bein HaShemashes to Rabbi Yehuda, V'hodar Maskil Bein HaShemashes to Rabbi Yossi. The big question, what do you mean V'hodar Maskil Bein HaShemashes to Rabbi Yossi? Immediately? Or perhaps a bit later? That's not clear in the Gemara. The Tosfos suggests on Lam and Ham and Beis Safek Karelam in Hoya Maskul Miyad Achad Rabbi Yehuda O Mis Acher Harbe. Gemara is not exactly clear when Rabbi Yossi is Ben Hashmoshes, which is Teska Chovin, which is Geheref Ayin, is in comparison to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it right after it is over? Or is it somewhat later? Assuming it's somewhat later, all our problems are solved. Let's repeat one more time. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. When is Ben HaShemashes? Rabbi Yehuda says an opinion which has been talked about by Rishon. Right? That's 3/4 of a mil. Where is it? Is it here? Is it there? That's close discussion. Rabbi Yossi denies it's 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Yossi says it happens in a flash. Where is that flash? Tosfos is not sure, is that flash right after Rabbi Yehuda is finished? Or is it somewhat later? If it's somewhat later, then there's no problem. Why? Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashes begins at sunset, so for the moment, traditional sunset, astronomical sunset, lasts 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashes is when the stars come out. When the stars come out, you look out his window and found it to be 22 minutes after the sunset. Avodah Mekasha, 22 minutes after the sunset is considerably after the end of the shear of 3/4 of a mil. So what? Tosfos already anticipated it. Tosfos is after Harbe. It takes another number of minutes. We'll come to the number later, somewhere under 10 minutes, but some number of minutes between the time of 3/4 mil after sunset and the time when you can see the stars. So therefore there's no push makdish at all. As a matter of fact, according to this understanding of Rav Tukachinsky, there is no Talmudic reference which teaches us how long it takes for the stars to come out, according to the understanding of the Vilna Gaon. Let me explain. We have before, according to the Vilna Gaon, I want to reiterate. I mean, according to the Zerach of the Vilna Gaon, as opposed to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan has a specific time, 4 mils, till the stars come out, and that's when it's already, when it's considered Vayei Laila. According to the Vilna Gaon, how does it go? Vayei Laila is way before that amount of time. Vayei Laila is 3/4 mil after the sunset, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gaon assumes that Rabbi Yossi's shear of Tzedek HaKovim is immediately thereafter. But Rabbi Kaczynski writes, who said? Tosfos suggests that it's not so. If it's not so, then we have no mocker and shots to know how many minutes after the sunset do the stars come out. 3 stars come out, which is enough to make it by a light, as the Gemara says. We don't know. There's no one shots to get any shear. How do you know? You look out the window. That's what Kaczynski did. He found that it took 22 minutes for the springtime in Yerushalayim for the stars to come out. That's Vayei Laila according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was Vayei Laila a long time ago. A few minutes ago. So therefore, the questions against the Gaon, the Chush, and the fact that we don't see the stars so early, can be resolved if we're willing to assume, as Tosfos is willing to assume, that Rabbi Yossi's opinion of Tzedek HaKovim is not immediately following the 3/4 mil of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it says in Sefer Ben Hashemosh. Yes, sir.
So, Rabbi Yehuda and Yossi have not only talked about the nature of
Hashemosh,
but about what
Lada
violates as well.
You're right, exactly. Well, that's certainly true. But according to one opinion, Rabbi Yossi comes right after Rabbi Yehuda, so only different a few seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, I don't know. According to the second opinion of Tosfos, it could be Muflo, it could be Mitzakar Harbe. Yes.
According to this, you have two time periods that we don't care about
the
beginning, the first star and the last star.
According to the Vilna Gaon.
No,
according to his understanding. We don't, we're not concerned with the taste kolat of it.
Or taste the first kolat.
According to whom? Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
But La Halacha, we are concerned. Because La Halacha, the Gemara says, we're not sure who's right. Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says. You have to be machmir like both. So it is a great concern to us. You're right, called Rabbi Yehuda would be of no concern. Called the halacha is a great concern. Yes?
What's that period of time between 3/4 mil and Rabbi Yossi's when he says, what is that period?
According to the Vilna Gaon, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda.
But you said it was Vayei Laila.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be Vayei Laila. But according to the Vilna Gaon, there is no large time gap. He assumes. And Rabbi Yossi, that's a simple reading, Bahada. Rabbi Yudis is over, and Rabbi Yossi comes right in. So then there is no log to minutes, whatever it is. I don't know what the terrifying is, not literally, but that means there's a flash right away. Right after one is over, the other one begins. And begins and ends. In a minute. Okay? Fine. Yes,
Hashem. According to Rabbi Yudis, there is no astronomical event that starts with
Well, the Gemara is going to discuss it a little bit in the Flam of Dalai Lama Bay. Certain events are not so easy to determine. But not, I wouldn't put it, no event. Okay, we'll just put it that way. Different shades of red in the sky. We'll come to that in a minute. Okay, so far so good. Alright. So according to this Kiddush of Rav Kaczynski, it comes out that we are groping in the dark. Literally, to know when Tzedek HaKovim is. You have to go in a place where it's very dark. So what is it? So he groped and he looked. He found 22 minutes in the springtime in Yerushalayim. And the winter was 26 minutes. And the summer was 28 minutes. This is in Yerushalayim. What about the northern country? Look, it all depends on the horizon, on the latitude, and the time of the year. Of course, one thing should be kept in mind. You can't check in New York for two obvious reasons. There's a lot of artificial light, and there's a lot of pollution. There's no way to check in New York City for this year. That's work with two hands behind your back. Let's go to the country. Got a camp or a bungalow somewhere where there's no light and clear, and that's where you look. So, how do you look? We can look with our own eyes. We like to be a little bit guided by science, no? Torah Mada. We should be guided by the science. So, I looked in the scientific books. They base themselves on the angle. They work backwards. See that? Let's assume for the moment that the Shira Rosh Rav Tikashinsky writes are correct in Yerushalayim. So instead of going to look with our own eyes here in New York, because we can't because it's polluted, there's too much light, we'll just figure out the angle of the sun in Yerushalayim when the 22 minutes after the sunset, how many angles of the need to arrive. We'll get a certain number, and we'll take that number and put it and plug it into the computer in New York. We'll get a time. So they did it. They printed it. And it's found in your Xerox. And it comes out in New York. It's the numbers instead of 22, 26, and 28 are in fact 26, 32, and 34. It just moves up that much because of the change in the latitude. These are numbers for spring, winter, and summer respectively. And indeed, we have the witnesses here who were part of the great experiment that was conducted in Lake Como, Pennsylvania, a place where there's not pollution and not too much light. And in fact, we found the insurance to be exactly so, on the money. Exactly so. It was in the summer, was the peak of summer, a little bit after the summer solstice. And we saw stars at about half an hour after the sunset, which fits exactly into what's printed. So the chush is not makish, on the contrary, the chush confirms the truth of these measurements. Yes?
How would sunset start from when the ball of sun
when the sun, the last part of the sun dips beneath the horizon. At sea level. And you can find it in the newspaper. Or the Naval Observatory chart that everybody has. So you can find the sun. All this is according to Rav Tikashinsky. What did he do with the Vilna Gaon himself? The Vilna Gaon himself, you know, true, the Gaon was never zayecha to be lived to be in Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. But somehow you feel that the Gaon knew exactly what was going on in Yerushalayim. You just have that feeling. But the chush can't be makish to grow. The Batsis can't tell it. Especially since the Gaon is accusing him in the time of chush makish, and it's chush makish him too. That's too much to accept. So the answer is, the Gaon was a Gaon. He saw stars that nobody else did. Except for the scientists. You have in your Xerox list a very nice paper by Rabbi Yehuda Levy, Professor Leo Levy, called Jewish Chronomy. And he writes that he knew where to look for the stars, because he went to the planetarium, and he knew to look here, he knew to look there, he knew to look there. And he said he went to Yerushalayim, and said, it's true. But to the naked eye, the untrained eye, looking out the window, it takes 22 minutes to find the star. But the sun knows where he's looking, he knows exactly which part of the sky to look, he saw a star 15 minutes after the sunset. Okay? And that's a memory story. He said he went and looked and he saw it. Nope, he saw it. But the Vilna Gaon also saw it. From Vilna. He knew that if you wait 15 minutes after the sunset, which is some of mamish to the, we'll see soon, according to the Gra, I'm not going to have to give it away now. According to the Gra, the three quarters of the mill is going to be 13 and a half minutes. We'll come to that later, but the mill is 18 minutes. We'll come to the shearing room if you've heard of it sometime before. So right away afterwards, 15 minutes. Count on the second hand. So right after one is over, once again, right there. 13 and a half minutes is over, so you the Shita. And right afterwards, you're ready to see stars, if you know where to look. So, Rabbi Yehuda Levi in his sefer says that for the same scientist to look at the other times of the season, it comes out to 18 minutes in the winter and 21 minutes in the spring, in the summer. So 15, 18, 21. Those are the three zmanim for the science. 15 in the springtime. We always measure in the springtime. And then 18 in the wintertime. And 21 in the summer. You're probably wondering, how can it be longer in the winter than in the spring? What happened to the din of Shalos Maniyos? Well, the answer is there's no dinim over here. Because when you see the stars, and if you look at these various books, they explain based on science. I'm not going to go into now. That's a little bit too much paramatic for this class at the present time. They explain based on the angles why in the winter it takes longer for the Hashemash than in the spring. But I'm going to use for that fact. I mean, that it takes longer for these astronomical events to take place. All possible with a degree. Now, Hankins, that's how it helps. Money is finished. Don't bother me with Mazda. Shows money, that's all. But others, assuming you're going with this, Mahalas, that's how it goes. How would that translate to New York? So, figure out the angles that comes out from New York to be 18 minutes in the springtime, 21 minutes in the wintertime, and 25 minutes in the summertime. So that's the shortest possible time that one can imagine before in New York for Tetzko Chavis.
What number is
18, 21, and 25. That's, of course, that's the scientist's view extrapolated to New York. The layman's view, as we said earlier, was a few minutes longer. It was, what did we say before?
26,
32, and 34. It moved. Okay. Now that we've established the Gaon Shita, either to one of two ways, either Gaon himself, based on the scientist, or up to Kaczynski's spin off of the Gaon, based on his layman's view, let's turn to Rabbi Natan Shita. To say Rabbi Natan made a mistake is absurd. Anyone who knows the Divrei HaNevi, we show him his Mamish Kamal Hashem Tzvokas. We can't say that he made a mistake. Hatz Mechalila. We show him Kamal Ophir. No question about it. He must have meant something, which doesn't know what he means. You have to figure out what he's driving at. So the Bialaka wanted to say something, quoted from the Minchas Kohen, which is it's amazing. He says, well, since he can't, it's impossible to make a time out of the day. So it must be, so when three stars come out, you can see with your own two eyes, Rabbi Natan agrees it's night, without looking at the watch. Throw away your watch. You see three stars, it's night. Goodbye. Half the time, wait a minute, but the Gemara is 4 mil. And the Mechaz Kohen right in Amsterdam saw stars well before 4 mil. 3/4 of an hour after the sunset, he already saw many stars. So what that's nothing to do with 4 mil? So the Mechaz Kohen suggests, well, in Amsterdam you can see it after 45 minutes. But if you go to Yerushalayim, it'll take you 4 mil to see it. That reminds me of a rosa, Yarfik Eduso. You know, we should lie and find out. We know that if we should lie, it takes shorter than an Amsterdam, not longer. So I can't justify that line of the Chas Kohen. I know, I can't do it. Someone else can do it, I can't. But others say, forget science, forget the watch. The shot is different. You see three stars, it's considered light off, he didn't. I said, what's the Gemara talking about? Well, someone who doesn't see. But also very, this is a psakam, the Bialaka suggests this, or Moshe passes this way, but it's almost beyond belief. It makes the Gemara, what's the Gemara talking about? We believe in the Gemara. We follow the Talmud. The Gemara says 4 mil. What do you mean it doesn't mean anything to see 3 stars? I don't understand what the sheet is. If you see 3 stars, it could be, you can ignore your watch. So what's the Gemara say? Someone say?
Right.
It's not just off by. You give a steer with a little bit of a built-in cushion, you know. It's off by a mile. Built. It's off by a tremendous amount of time. tremendous amount. We'll see it's off by a range of 2 to 1, we'll see later on. Way off. But how can you explain it? That's just a field. So I think the only real answer that I can find in the time, it's found in the Rav Yoh, and it's printed in the back of your packet here in the paper called Oros Chaim, Rav Chaim Druk. Rav Chaim Druk lived in Yerushalayim, and he came out with a radical position. Living in Yerushalayim always was to follow the Yeshiva Sagra and to ignore Rav Yonatan. It's been Dorei Dorei. All of a sudden, he decided to turn it around. He launched a one-man campaign against the Minig Yerushalayim to establish a new Minig that should be like Rav Yonatan. And who was his arch enemy, quote unquote? Dr. Kaczynski, who wrote the Sefer Ben HaShemashes. You know, if you read any of his Torah, all of his Torah are Minig Yerushalayim. That's it. The Rikesh of Rakhai, any of his Torah, Minig Yerushalayim, that's the end. You don't go any, that's it, finished. He wrote a whole statement to defend Minig Yerushalayim. Came along with Kaczynski and said, he's wrong. Yaptafar Ben HaTam, because the Ramban goes that way, and the Rish goes that way, and the Rish goes that way, and the Mahol goes that way, and Yaptafar, and the Mechab goes that way, and the Ramol goes that way. Yaptafar Kaczynski said, Minig Yerushalayim. Okay, who are you going to quote me? The whole world. Minig Yerushalayim, that's all. But in the exchange, the Rav Chaim just felt compelled to defend Rav Yonatan. All the Chush Makash, can't they rule the whole nation of mistake? This is the Rekhada Rav Yoh who said that you look for the three stars, not in the middle of the sky, then you can find it much earlier. You have to look for the three stars in the westernmost part of the sky. Due west. Due west? In fact, says Rav Chaim, he looked due west. He looked. It was way, way past an hour. He didn't give it back. Long after an hour, still didn't see three stars in the west. So that explains Rav Yonatan Shita. Of course, the question becomes, why should you look in the west? Where do you get that idea from? That's a very beautiful sentence. It has to have a look at someone in chat. So, let's take a look at the Gemara. The first page, page one. Page one. Eidu ben Ashmoshet. That's the seventh line on Namadal on the base, page 58. Eidu ben Ashmoshet, Mishatishka Achama, called Man Shepne Mizrach Madim. So it sounds like you measure the Ben Ashmoshet where? Which side of the sky? In the east. Says the Gemara, not Laman Ham and Aleph. Abaye Chazia L'Rava de Kodavi L'Mara. Abaye thought that Rava was looking to the west to see when it was going to become night. Amalei Vatanya called Mashik's name Mizrach Madinah. He's looking to the wrong side. Abaye asked Rava. Amalei, Laman Hamad, page 2. Amalei, the third of the way down the page. Mi Sabbath, name Mizrach Mamish, love. Ponin Hama'adimin es Hamizrach. What does it mean? Ponin Hama'adimin es Hamizrach. So Rashi explains this means west. L'erev Chamash Okas Vamaro. V'zaharure Achamas is Rashi. Madimin es Hamizrach. Kechalom. V'kshachamad es Nesis Bo, Ma'adem es Kosel Shekenegda. So we see the sun shining in the windows across the street when it comes closer to sunset. That's how the Gemara is. So the Chora, clear. What does the Gemara say? So you have to look to the west. No. So it stands to reason that the three stars are in the west. Not only that, but Rav Chaim Druk claims that this Gemara is a Raya Berurah to the Rav Yonatan against the Grove. Because, look out, look tonight, you can see. And you'll see that if you look due west, it takes quite a while for the redness to disappear. it's red in the sky in the west for a long time after the astronomical sunset. And the Dalai Gemara talks about Shepnei Mizrach Madim, which really means what? It's confusing. What does it really mean? Shepnei Mara Madim. That takes over an hour. So Rav Chaim Drucker now just turned the table. And suddenly the Mepharish Gemara lights the Rabbi Natan. The Kashim just saw the answer by saying, I have to look at the west, as the Rabbi Yod said. How do you know look at the west? From this Gemara which measured by the west. And not only is it a raya, therefore, to Rabbi Natan from the question, the three, doesn't answer the Kashim of the three stars, but it's a raya from the redness. The redness in the west lasts for over an hour. Now who's in trouble? All the Gemara knows this Gemara. Because they employ it. Well, the Gemara didn't know the Gemara. So, Sefer Ben Ashmoshes, Rav Kaczynski, he writes that La Lacha, you measure the redness in the east. That's like the proof to the Vilna Gaon. Rav Chaim Druk asks the Mechila Kvo Tarot, what is he talking about? The Gemara is with Purush, black and white, that you measure in the west. We just read the Gemara. How can Rav Kaczynski say you measure in the east, the rise of the growth? But the Gemara is preferred, you measure in the west. I don't know what Kaczynski wrote what he did. It's against the Mepharish Gemara. Don't know. Nope. But Rav Chaim Drucker was intellectually honest. You know, he wasn't fail to the goal. He's wrong. So that did close the case. So I'm certainly right. I mean, if Tom is right, to change him. He's an honest man. Does he know what the goal is going to have to do? The goal is going to have to hold like those who came before him. And he quoted of Haigon or Shvirigon. They wrote that my demon me. Not that there's remained some remnant of red. But rather what? That the missile, it says, quote, Shalom Ishtana Klal Va'adayan Amarav Adam Dom. Means bright red. Bright red. So bright red does not last that long in the West. Very short period of time. So there is some redness for a very long time. That's how the Rebbe Tam will learn the Gemara. And the Gro will have to resort to the shadow of the Rav Shirgon or Haigon in bright red. Bright red lasts a short period of time in the West. But since Rav Chaim took, all right, I was magnanimous. I gave an answer to the Gro. I was like the Rav Chaim or Rav Shirgon. But the Pashuk Shad of the Sugya is like Rav Chaim, and that's how you measure the three stars in the West based on the Sugya. If you measure the redness in the West, you measure the stars in the West. So Rav Chaim is now the best sheet of all. And everyone should change his minig and follow Rav Chaim. That's the thrust of the oral sign of Rav Chaim Druk. Yes, Hashem.
And when you get the whole thing like doing that chart, what is dark?
No, red. There's a different measurement. None of it's dark. It's measuring redness.
What is
the meaning of dark? That's exactly the point. Later on, the Sugya talks about dark. And we had a discussion earlier whether the two are exactly in fact the same or not. That's the question, whether the star measurement is immediately after the redness or it's long after the redness. Right, but in the time says three kochavim, but that corresponds. That corresponds to the end of all redness in the west. It's the two corresponding
but
shirim.
Right.
Well, it happens, I repeat, it corresponds to the redness in the west. Assuming as Rabbi Yehuda's shear ends, Rabbi Yosef's shear comes immediately, because we thought, then the two have to correspond exactly. That's what the answer of Rebbe Tam. I think it's like a beautiful answer of Rebbe Tam. On the contrary, the Gaon is a little bit on rocky ground. No? So the Gaon can answer. The Gaon can answer, as we said earlier, you know, it's like Shri Gaon or Pai Gaon. And as a matter of fact, how long? How long is it actually very, very red? It could be. It's a really, really short time. We'll see in a minute. Let's take a look at the sugya on Lama Dala and the Bay. All right. We left off. What are the standing among? Ezu ben Ashmash, the eighth line. Which is Tishka Achana Kol Zman Shifnei Mizrach Madini Hichsif HaTachton Velo Hichsif HaElyon Ben HaShmosh Hichsif HaElyon V'Hishpo LaTachton Zehu Lila. Hishtavash means Hishtir. When it gets black, when the sky is totally black, that's when it's night. Digger of Yudah. And the Chemia Magdish, Yehalat Odom, Mishatishka, Chano, Chati Mil. And Rabbi Yosef, we said earlier about the Keherat Ayin. So the Gemara explains further. Hogu Fakasha, half it on the page. Hogu Fakasha. Amrit Eidu Ben Hashmosh Mishatishka Chama Kod Masha Ben Mizrach Mazimin O Hishtif HaTachna Vo Hishtif HaAlyon Is Laila Hu Ay Vahod HaTana Hishtif HaTachna Vo Hishtif HaAlyon Ben Hashmosh A theory, he can't redo the right straight. The two ways out. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Shmuel Krofetan Eidu Ben Hashmosh Mishatishka Chama Kod Masha Ben Mizrach Mazimin If the So again, it starts at astronomical sunset on the dot, and until it gets black, it's all Ben Hashmosh. How long does that take? So presumably, you still have 3/4 of a meal. Presumably. Rabbi Yosef Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Rabbi Yosef argues in Rabbi. Holy Gatan. It's a tish, Kachan, of a cold man, the same as Rukh Ma'adimin. Yop. As long as it's still red, it is definitely day. If the tafsan looks to the elyon, then hashmosh. If the elyon looks to the tafsan, lila. Vaz of the tamayim. The yitma shir ben hashmosh is the kama, omar abba, omar yudah, omar shmul, shlosh helke mil, which is the before, 3/4 of a mil. Gil means 3/4. And Rabbi Yosef says, shnei helke mil. What does shnei helke mil mean? Means what? The top line of the amalas? Pray tilse mil. 2/3 of a mil. By Benayu, he can Benayu power to the Damsa by higher man. 1/2 to 6 is 1/12. Right? 3/4 is 9/12, 2/3 is 8/12. So the difference is, they all do when it ends. It ends 3/4 of a mil after sunset. That's when the Ashmosh ends. When does it begin? Rabbah is at sunset. Rabbi Yosef says 1/12 of a mil later, which probably is about 1.5 minutes later. Now we understand. Kol Mashif, Nei Mizrach, Madimin. When is it? When is it flaming red in the western sky for a minute and a half? For a minute and a half after the sun sinks beneath their eyes, you still see very powerful red. Same as before. After that, it begins to dissipate. Everything is fine and good. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
At
Shkia,
but at that 1 minute.
Correct. Going to Rabbi Yosef, gets a little bit later. Correct. Correct. 100%. Everyone is fine except for one person before. That's the Tikhachinsky. He's the one who insists that what? That you measure in the east. He's against the Pharisee of Gemara. No? You just read it. Tabai Rabba. You just read it. So I was thinking the following parrot to defend him. And not only to defend him, but also will defend the Shikha Sagra in a different fashion, other than the opinion of Rav Shirigon or Paigon, as Oros Chaim suggests. How do we pass in the Nachlok with Rabbi Rav Yosef? So the rib passes like Rabbi. The rib, that's in page 4, the rib passes like Rabbi. It's in the page 4. Hold up, it's halfway down. Hold the pasach. Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yehuda in the Shabbos. We have been alibed the man pasach. Alibed the Rab by the Rabbi Yosef. The Kavan and the Lo Ivrelon command by Isaiah pasach. Rabbi Yehuda lechumra the Yisuru with some of the Yisuru lechumra. The Oath. The Sugya Bekula Tamuz the Kolech. The Ifli Rabbi Yosef halacha ke Rabba bar Yisod of the Kinyan Mamsa. Hilchos Mishatishka Chau Iskaris Leyoma Baosu Vatiyas Malacha. The Rabbi passes like Rabba. Fine. Very good. Back to Rashi 4, page 5. At the bottom of the first column. Umori Harav. 7-1 to the end. Umori Harav. Pasuk Rabbi Yosef. Because that I, the rule of Rabbi Yosef, and the part that they're quoting other people over here, Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. V'yod, the last four lines. The Sugyan Hachak Rabbi Yose. The Amrina Nabaye Chazi L'Rova the Kodavi L'Maro Amalei V'atani Kod Manashim Nei Mizrach Madimin Akati Yimamu Amalei Pana Madimin Eta Mizrach V'haynu Kerabi Yose the Kodavi L'Maro L'Merde Yimpana Madimin V'akati Yimamu Kerabi Yose Di Kerabo ul'merde Yimshok Ochama Mai Kama Rabi Abaye V'atani Kod Manashim Kod Manashim Nei Mizrach Madimin irrelevant. So when Hashmash is Moshe Cholech Hashiyachtif Alei Mishvul Tato. So a raya berura against who? Against the rift. You see, klar from the Gemara of Abaye Baraba. That we what? That what? That we pass in like Rav Yose. Wow, that's a pretty powerful riot. So the Raj just says, well, to get the tariffs going to the rib, Yeshi Lamed Tusal Devi Rabba Fasi's out. Well, when they were looking, it doesn't really mean the last two lines of the target. Yeshi Loma, the line begins, the Hazak of Dabba, the Melody, and the people saying, Israel, the Hainu, Silu got movements in Israel. The Moshkot of Liel, Gamir, the Aksavas, Pondam, the Hainu, Silu got movements in Marav. Lamala. In other words, it doesn't mean what it says. You're looking for to see if it's red or not, but if it's sealed, it's got to be. The garment. Nope. Alright. If I was both trying to defend the rich, it should be a toilet. How many pots I grab against the Abaye and Rabba later on? To get a terrace. So the Gemara, the Gemara's Lashon is that Abaye and Rabba were looking to see what? What's Lashon of the Gemara? To see. Called Mashif Nei Mizrach Ma'adimit, which is the Chor Raya Barura to Rabbi Yose Kipshuta. Well, they really mean it. It meant when it totally disappeared. Well, that's a little bit of a shver there. I saw the following top of the page. He quotes page 4. He quotes everything. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nathan, Rabbi Yose, and the Kasha, and the Teret, Krof Vatani. He passed like a Yehuda. We read earlier. We're not sure who under Rabbi, but Rabbi Yose. Everything is quoted. And he quotes the three Kochavim. Everything is quoted except for one thing. Abaye Baraba. Left side of Abaye Baraba. Tilei Tloyim. Abaye and Rava turned the Gemara upside down, literally. East means west, and west means east. How can the rift leave it out? It's so misleading, it's giving us the wrong vocabulary. The Kapele. If the name Mizrach, in fact, means west, how can the rift leave it out? I mean, if you would, you don't supposed to have to read the rift and know what's going on. I had a pass in the shower. How are you supposed to know in your wildest dreams that east means west? As you saw in the Gemara. How can I receive it out? So what occurred to me was that the rift was bothered by the same kasha that the Rashi asked against him. There's a contradiction between Rava and Abaye and Rava. So on this basis, the Rashi was ready for the Rebbe and the owner of Paskin. Against Rabba, and like Rabbi Yose, based on the power of Abaye Baraba. So I think the rift had the same explosion, the same conflict between Rabba on one hand and Abaye Baraba on the other hand, except it came to exactly the opposite conclusion. And similar to the past, like Rabba connect Rabbi Yose, as we do in Kol HaShas, Memela, who we have to leave out? Abaye Baraba. So since he passed in like Rabba, and according to Rabba, the viewing of called Man Shabbat Mizrach Ma'adimit. It's absolutely irrelevant. So when Abaye and Rabba were looking for, they were looking for a halakhically irrelevant thing. We don't paskin the Shira of Nei Mizrach Ma'adimit. We paskin the Ben Hashmash from sunset, straight till 3 mil afterwards. 3/4 of a mil afterwards. You follow me? The Rajbo quoted Rebbe at the cast against the rib. How did he pass him like Rabba? Rabba's against Abaye Baraba. So on that basis, Rabbi Yehuda passing like Rabbi Yosef against Abaye Baraba. And the Rabbi Bosh tried to dray at the Gemara means. Doesn't really mean they're just my demon, it means something else. Hits the tips of Ishul Atafna. But I'm suggesting, going to the rift, he had the exact opposite conclusion of the Rashi's Rabbi Yehuda. So don't reject Rabba. No, Rabba wins. That's a Klava Kol HaShas. Reject Abaye Baraba. Now comes the punchline. once you reject the Bayim Rava, so what does it turn out? So what is East? East. Has to be. If East would have meant West, the Rav Shmuel would have had to quote it. Therefore the Rav omitted a Bayim Rava. So Rav Tuchinsky is right all over again. East means East. I think Gemara's East means West. Yeah, that's the Gemara's true, but we don't pass that Gemara. But right, the Rav left it out. And the Rav, as we know, the Gaonim and the Rav and the Rambam go with the Shita Sagra. He calls it Sagra. Came back from Shurigon or Paigon, the Rav, the Rambam won't hold that Shita. So everything fits in perfectly, like a charm. But it'll come out an incredible Kiddush. An incredible Kiddush. According to this. Namely, that when the Gemara since the beginning, Ika Benayu Palga the Danza, the difference between Rav and Rav Yosef is a matter of a minute and a half. That's at the beginning of the Sugya. At the beginning of the Sugya. That East means East. That's how the Rav passed. But according to Rav, that East means West, it'll come out amazingly like a Benetak. I'm repeating again. If they brought a Raya Brewer to the Benetak, because East means West, and if Kaczynski insists no, East means East, and the way we're saying now, the question with East and the Bryce means East or West, the Machlokas to who? Rava against Rav Yosef, or Rava against Abayim or Rava. And that's the critical factor to determine who's right to grow up in the town. Comes out, the Machlokas to grow up in the town, according to the grow, it'll be Machlokas, Rava, who holds like this, that's what you pass him, and Abayim or Rava, who holds recommend the town, but we don't pass him like that. That's pretty amazing. I say this Kiddush with trepidation. But the Chorah said, only let's defend our Tukashinsky, and only let's defend the Rift. Otherwise, how can we leave out the fact that East means West? So, I leave it to you to judge whether you can accept this Kiddush. And then, if you do accept it, so if Tukashinsky is correct in insisting that East means East, so they should explain to us what he was driving at. I don't know if he meant this or not, but anyway. And the Rift is correct in leaving it out, and then Shita Sagra is correct, and the fact that the Gemara's East means West doesn't bother the Shalom Hill. Okay, so far, what do we discuss so far? The primal machlokas, if you will, to the groan of Benetam, namely, exactly when is Ben Hashmosh, something else, something like that. According to Rav Benetam, it's been 3/4 of a mil until 4 mil, and all the Gemara's fitted very nicely, and the Chush Makash we enter looking to the west. According to the Gra, it's from Shkia, a 3/4 of a mil beyond. Possibly, Tesla Gopalam is right then, according to the scientific view, as the Groen himself would hold. Possibly, it's somewhat later, as if Kaczynski holds based on the idea of Tosis Mamet Hayam and Bay, that it's Mitzache Harbe, and the Harbe we said is somewhere under 10 minutes. And in any event, we would look with our eyes, according to that, and we came up with a very sure in both in Eric Patrol and the Footclerk in New York. We could extrapolate the rest of the world by just getting a computer. So far, so good. Any questions? Now come to the question of how do you measure the hours of the day? Now, Kavina, when did I get up this Shabbos? Right? Thursday, so where about the wake-up time of the Shabbos? So when is Mount Krishma the Shabbos? Oh, you look at the Enayim of Torah. What does it say? You got two Zmanim, no? Two Zmanim. Mane Krishma. One is earlier, one is later. Of course, the Shiva boys would like to accept the later Zman. It's like Grub. Because the Grub counts from sunrise to sunset. We know it's my Christian, 1/4 of the day. How do you know? Right. As Shalosh Sof, Shalosh Shalom. So it counts from sunrise to sunset. So now, this time of the year, it's about 9:15, something like that. I mean, it's better to look. But it's somewhere around that time. And according to the what they call the Bogotá Wrong Zman, it's considerably earlier. Approximately 8:30. Approximately. We'll get to the details as we go on. A similar shaila exists with respect to by the way, the Gaon quotes the Tosfos of Ramat Gimel, which is the favorite against him, against the Grosh Shita. Sure it's against him, because it's a Tam Zman. So now we already established a link, as we shall see soon, between Rabbeinu Tam, as far as measuring what we spoke of in the last hour, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam's opinion concerning higher measure of the hours of the day. We're going to explain why it should be connected. From Alot HaShachar to Tetz Tochom. Sorry, I didn't spell it out. We'll come to it in a minute. And they argue about Plaga Mincha too. The goal is just Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before sunset. We know that. That's what you give in Kabbalah Shabbos in the summertime. Right? That's what you need to like. Hanukkah on Friday. All these things. Plaga Mincha. And the Rabbi Natan says no. Rabbi Natan maintains the Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Tetz Tochom. How does that measure up to astronomical sunset? So, almost all the Rishonim, that I saw talk about this, all say the Fira Ben Hatam Plaga Mincha is a shtus mil before a sixth of a mil. The simple understanding of this is, but I'll give you the simple, which I will see that is wrong in my opinion. But the simple understanding of this is that. Let's take the 18 minutes here. It's the only issue we mentioned so far. 18 minutes here. So 4 mil gives you 72 minutes, right? Correct? 4 times 18 is 72. What's an hour and a quarter? No. 75. So Plaga Mincha is 75 minutes before a time, which is 72 minutes after Shkia. So if a Plaga Mincha is 100 before Shkia, how much? 3. And by higher math, 3 is 1/6 of 18. Works out beautifully. Like a charm. I use the word charm advisedly. Charming. Comes to it later. So the aura, this machlokes, and how do you measure the hours of the day, is again the shitasa. Why? Because according to Rabbi Natan, it makes perfect sense to count from halos hashachar to tetz tochom. Those are the two real poles of the day. We all know that the right day begins at halos hashachar. B'chula mishayolam and hashachar yotzeh. Mishnah Megillah, and the day ends, although it has an appendage which is grayer in twilight, but it really ends at Tetz Tochom, which is a corresponding time after sunset, because the Gemara himself tells us Tari Dalet from Alos Hashachar to Neis is 4 mil, from Shkia to Tetz is 4 mil, perfectly symmetrical. If those are the two poles, when will Chatzos be map in the middle of the day, he happens to see sunrise and sunset, because it's all symmetrical. So it fits in beauty if you have in a town. So it makes sense when you measure the hours of the day, you measure from Alot HaShachar to Tetz Tochom. Those are the two ends. Perfect sense. But according to the Gra, it doesn't make sense to measure that way. Because Tetz Tochom, as I mentioned earlier, is a halakhically irrelevant shear. So why should you measure for that? Elamai will measure from Alot HaShachar, which is when the day begins to most in it. Until the Vilna Gaon version says it's above him. That's not going to be, there's no symmetry. Chatzos will end up being before noon. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that, you know, the Avim saw with Chatzos, this side of half, the other side of half. So we assume that the day is symmetrical. So therefore, the only symmetrical day you can possibly measure really is from sunrise to sunset. And sunset is certainly a halakhic consideration. That's when the day is divided and day ends. I sunrise is irrelevant? Not quite. Look at the beginning of Prophets, other places. Sunrise has halachic meaning, and therefore it makes sense to reason that should measure from sunrise to sunset. And this is our reason, but we see it's true. We know that God measures. Look at the Yonah Torah, it says Grah, he measures from sunrise to sunset. And the Bhagavad Grah, and the Grah himself admits that Rabbi Natan holds against it. And tells him not to give all the Grah. So you see it's all about time. It's even the logic why it's all about time. You with me so far? We've established that original base of machlokas of where Ben Hashmash is going to have another nafkamina. Namely, how do you measure the hours of the day? From sunrise to sunset, which is the Gra Shita, or from Alot HaShachar to the Chavim, which is Shita to Rabbeinu Tam. Yes?
So, if you can't
see right. Definitely not. Be a man. Half day is exactly the same.
Right, well.
Figure it out. We'll just
come on. Hours and figure.
Okay. But it'll take a while till it catches up. Every hour is going to be that much. Well, if you want, we can work it out. It's very simple. Take the average day in the egg, 6 to 6. So the soul's efficiency of raw is 9 to 5. Right? Quarter of the day. But to start way back. And every hour, every one of his hours is going to get closer and closer to the goal. It's going to take a while. It's going to be... We'll call them, we said that should be 36 minutes earlier. If assuming, I think it's erroneous, but I'm assuming for the moment that the meal is 18 minutes, so then Alot HaShachar will be 4:48 in your average day, and say it'll be 7:12, correct? If you do the math, if I'm not mistaken, the average day on this day of Mount Krishna will be 8:24, I think. But you gotta calculate and see if it's true. I think so. Just should be 36 minutes earlier. 72, 36, 36. Just come out. Okay? Got it? Good. Hard to get up. Hard to get up. It is hard to get up. Now, there's one final controversy which I want to speak about, and then tie it all up together. And then come to some kind of a stock. Or at least establish what kind of what meaning we have. That is, how long is the meal? We kept saying 18 minutes. It's just a convenience thing. Well, how long is the meal anyway? Well, the Beperish Gemara. The Gemara says, that takes the Gemara itself, it's not enough. It says that a meal is, and there are 40 meals in a day. Beperish Gemara. There are 40 meals in a day. What's it to talk about? I want to talk about. What's the day? So if the day means from sunrise to sunset, which is 12 hours on the average day, right? So that's 12 hours, how many minutes? Get a little bit math there. Get a calculator. 12 hours, how many minutes? 720. What's 40 into 720? 18. 472, right? 18. There you have 18. That's where 18 minute meal comes from. Right there. They marked off. However, one could insist that we should measure the day as not being from sunrise to sunset, but rather from when to when. Alot HaShachar to say Tzitzei Tzachofim. If we measure from Alot HaShachar to Tzitzei Tzachofim, and there's 4 mil on each end, so how many mil are left between sunrise and sunset? 32. What's 32 into 720? Now you gotta take out your... No. What's 32 into 720? 0.5, right. 22 and a half. You check the math, you'll see it all works out. 22 and a half minutes. This is called 3/8 of an hour. The 22 and a half, this is a very popular sheet there in poetry. Because it's 40 altogether, from Alot to Seif. And the Gemara tells us there's 4 between Alot and Seif, and 4 between Shki and Seif, this is 32. So 32 into 720, and check me up, is 22.5. So the meal would then be 22 and a half. This is a big machlokas in the poetry. Still to this very day, they're fighting it out. Still today. For example, a time group or a time insists the meal is 18 minutes, period, the holiday. Nobody ever argues. 18 minutes for sure. Everybody else, 18. That's it. Rabbi Levy in his book says, everyone knows it's 22 and a half. There's nothing to talk about. And everyone's made, let us say differently, make a mistake. Okay. You know, people have their opinions. They really, yeah.
I don't understand the
social
function
average.
We're subtracting 4 from the beginning and the end of the day.
4 each. 4.
This is 32
in the middle.
According to, I
do
know for sure that the Marm Sufi said there were 40 meals.
7
pairs.
40 meals a day.
In what kind of day?
That we don't know. That's exactly what we don't know.
So in other words, the
Gemara
that said there's 4 meals from
safe,
or from rather, she gets
the safe, and
hello,
Mr. Nate, right?
Is that.
Same Gemara, same time. Tadidal and so.
But we don't know whether those 4 are within the day or outside of it.
Correct. Correct. Everything you're saying is 100% right.
So, then why are we dividing by 40?
Maybe we're not. Maybe we're going to say it's true. That's exactly the question. We know it's, one thing we know, 720 minutes from the sunrise to sunset. And the average day. Look. Look. Or else, look at the New York Times. So whatever you want to do. It takes 12 hours, the average day equinox. Everyone knows that. Right? So, whether 4 are in or out, 8 are actually in or out, that's the question. And that will depend, on the issue of whether the meal is 18 or 22 and a half. I'm going to make a radical suggestion. But all these people who say that there's only one view are all wrong. But in fact, both views are legitimate. And in fact, I want to say, this all depends on the Machlokes with the Gron and Rabbeinu Tam. Everything depends on just one Shaira, the whole Shia. The goal holds 18. First, it stands to reason that way. Why should a day, which we talk about 40 mil in a day, so a day is a day, according to the goal, is what's a day? A day is the time after sunset. That's how you measure the Shol Zmanis, right? And when all the stars come out, it has no logic significance, so it stands to reason. So when it says 40 mil a day, it means the time after sunset. But according to Rabbi Tam, I claim that the shear is 22 and a half. Which I think again stands to reason. As we said before, the same way, same reason, for the same reason we said before, you measure the Shol Zmanis for Rabbi Tam from our lowest estate. So it stands to reason when it says 40 mil, it also means from our lowest estate. So far, it's two hypotheses on my part. I'd like to try to prove. Reb Chaim drew a quote from the Farish of Gemara. Well, the Farish should be shown it actually. It's the back of his opinion up in 18. Farish. Where's the Gemara? My Gemara and Boris Cotton of all places. The Gemara and Boris Cotton, Chalfal, from the day he says, Tonar Abonon, all those Gimel Yamar are shown in Bomi Mokum Kor of Mona Imon. We're not discussing that anything right now at all. Very complex. Good, you're not for now. The Tos quotes the Bahag that says, what's Mokum Kor of? Yud Parcho, 40 mil. And the Ritzer explained, quote, Kevin the Ilu Shama Bioma Kama Abamati Kamati Lamesi, command the Isime Koradon. So, what do you see clearly? That if an Ovel heard about the Avelis early in the morning, he could arrive at his destination during the first day of Avelis. And then the Mukayoset then, well, it's called quotes from the Gaonim. We already know that the Gaonim and the Rib hold from which year? They hold from what we call the Gaon Shear in Ben HaShemosh. They don't hold from the Rebbe in the time of the 4 mil. It's obvious, therefore, that from when to when the end of the day, the 40 mil, has to end at Shear. It can't possibly end 72 minutes or whatever minutes later. Because according to the Gaon speaking, the Rebbe speaking, they all hold the Shear of Shear. They all hold the Shear of Shear in terms of Ben HaShemosh. This is a Raya of Arura. It's impossible to shape this Raya. Finish. It's 18 minutes, there's nothing to talk about. Right? I think it's 100% correct. See how I grow. Okay, see how I grow. Ah, Rabbi Tam. How does Rabbi Tam agree? He said that charming riot he mentioned earlier. Charming. He said, look, all the Rishonim, he quotes the whole text, among them, he quotes, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rizba, the Ra'or, the Mi'iri, the Ran, a whole bunch, who all give the Shtus Mil. And they say that a Sfiyah Ben Atam, Plaga Mincha is 1/6 of a mil before what? Shia Tatama. Before Shia Tatama. That fits in the old 18 minutes. Right? The old 18 minutes. We went to the Chan Cheshire before. Let's go over it one more time briefly. How did it go? The average day. Sun sets at 6, stage at 7:12, assuming the 18, which he's going to assume, and then what comes out, Plaga Mincha is 75 minutes before that, which is 5:57, which is 3 minutes before 6 o'clock, before Shear. 3 is 1/6 of 18, it's perfect. See, Shear Ben Atam also holds the Shear of 18. He closes his book and says, everyone else from 18, Shalom Al Yisrael. So I think that they're correct. And I'll try to prove that it's correct. Charming. Sounds great. But I don't think it's right. And the reason I said it's not right is just follow up. Whenever you're dealing with, you know, Torah Mazah, you've got to follow up. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Let's take this day, right? You want to write jot it down if you want to go to the Chesed? Take the day, this average day. Be a crime group in the same order of time. 6 o'clock in the sunset. And 7:12 he claims is what? It says the heart. And Plaga Mincha is what? 5:57. Okay. What does Plaga Mincha mean? An hour and a quarter before. Say, correct? What do you mean Plaga Mincha? It's halfway between space and between the night and what else? What's the other term called? You know what it's called in tomorrow? What's the term which is another hour and a quarter back? What's that called? Mincha Tana. So when is Mincha Tana? Keep kosher. So when is Mincha Tana? Another hour and a quarter before. So 4:42. The math is very good. 4:42. Excellent. Now, when is Mincha Gadol? That's another way. When is Chatzot? That's all right. When is Chatzot? 12? It's the 6th. 12. So when is Mincha Gedola? 12:30. I have to be proud. Because of the Pharisee Gemara in Brochus that says, when you measure out the various times of the day, you have Mincha Gedola 6.5 hours, Mincha Tana is 9.5 hours. You have to assume on the same measuring scale, it's crazy, right? How do you think? Top is, you have how many minutes? What? 4 hours and what? And 12 minutes between 12:30 and 4:42. And you should really only have what? 3 hours. The cop, like I just said. The Chile Floyd. An hour got lost. What happened over there? That's because I'd love to ask these possible for this charming cheshmet, how did they get out of my cash? I'll say it one more time. They say that Flag of Mincha is 5:57. After all, Seif is 7:12, can go like an hour and a quarter, 5:57. So I say, let's keep going. So when is Mincha Tana? Obviously 4:42. Right? So that's 75 minutes. So when is Mincha Gedola? 12:30. So between them is how much? Over 4 hours, but the Gemara is only 3 hours. What's the matter, see? Shows money. So you write me out your program of the day according to the minute time. Okay. You can do it. The Maharik did it. The Maharik did it. How do I would like to know Maharik? I'll be honest, I never knew about this Maharik. Shoresh Kuf Ayin Dalet. And I learned about it. You know, guys, people come to my house every day, almost every few days, to collect the stuff and the various things. And they come in, some for this, some for that. Once a fellow walked into my house, and he said, you know, I'm in Shalim, I'm in the Kailu, I put out some scores, and, I should give him some help him out too. Give me a statement. So, lo and behold, it's about Tzivu Yom, about Ben HaShloshim. So I gave him a nice Messina, and lo and behold, it is safe. I found him Arik. He told me about Pell, and I started talking about Tzivu Yom. He was amazed. The time he comes to Riverdale, all of a sudden he starts talking to him about the various Cheshbonis, and he taught me this Arik. So Arik says exactly what Tzivu said. That's exactly the case. Let's work through it, okay? Let's work through it. Listen carefully. Assume for the moment, for what we just assumed now, the 18-minute meal. So therefore the day is from when to when? From 4:48 to 7:12. Correct? How many minutes is that? So you take a pencil and paper. 7:20, the basic day, plus 72, plus 72. What do you get? 864. So Jesus tries to show his mind. Correct. What's 12 into 864? 72. Makes perfect sense, right? You have 720, 72, 72. So this is 12. This is beautiful. It's going to work out perfectly according to that, right? Now, according to your measurements, we figure out when it's going to be, hold on, when it's going to be plot coming up. It's going to be an hour and a quarter before, say, but what kind of hour and a quarter? An hour is going to be 72 minutes. What's 72 minutes plus a quarter? What's a quarter of 72? 18. What's 72 plus 18? 90. So when is Plaga Mincha going to be in this average day? Not 5:57, but rather what? 5:42, correct? Very nice. It's a beautiful sheet of the Marik. I give great thanks to this Thomas Kaufman from Yerushalayim for enlightening me by the sheet of the Marik. But! Against the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ran, the Meivi, all those people that Rabbi Druk was piling on, he put him and him and him and him and him, but all right, are all against this Marid. So they all say Sut Mil.
So Tzvi's sheet is very good sheet, called the Marik, but it's against everybody else. So I'm taking a prime look at his word. What was his word? That presumably the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'al, the Ram, the Ram, the Miri knew what Rabbeinu the Ritva, all the Rabbeinu Tam was talking about. They said Shtus Mil. So therefore, this shita of the Marik is a perfectly tenable and viable shita, but according to Rav Arishon, that's not Rabbeinu Tam said. So he'll ask me, so what am I going to say? What am I going to do? I'm stuck also. The answer is no. All these Rishonim that are time to quoted to prove the 18 minute mil prove exactly the reverse. They prove the 22 and a half minute mil. And now we have to get out of calculating. Let's do the math. But we'll go very slow. That's very simple. The 22 and a half minute mil means that what is 4 mil? It's easy. It's an easy multiplication. What's 22 and a half times 4? No. 90. So if it's 90, wait a second, if it's 90, so wait, slowly. When is Tesla coming? 7:30 in the average day. Not 7:12, 7:30. Now wait a second. When is Alos HaShachar? No. 4:30. How many minutes are there in the day? No. 7:20 in the core day, if you will. They have 90 here, and they have 90 there, 180. What do you get? 900. Divide 900 by 12, get the average hour, what do you get? Come on, this is not so hard to do. What's 12 into 900? 75.
3/4 of 12 into 900.
75. Okay, now watch how the math works out. Like a real chart. So this is for real. This is how, look how it's going to work out. 7:30 is 6. Black Amincha is an hour and a quarter before. But what's the hour? 75. What's the, here we go, what's a quarter of 75? No. Quarter of 75 is 18 and 3 quarters. What's 18 and 3 quarters plus 75? 93 and 3 quarters. So when is Black Amincha in Cheshvan? 5:56 and a quarter, which is precisely 3 3/4 minutes before sunset. Now do the math. What 3 3/4 times 6? Exactly. Precisely. This is the evidence if you have any time. It works perfect. Now it works backwards. So when is Mishkana? Go back another 93 3/4 minutes. And what do you get? 4:22 and a half, something like that? Something like that. 4:22 and a half, precisely. Right? If you think I'm wrong, tell me. 4:22 and a half. Now wait a second. When is Mincha Gedola? No. 12:37 and a half. Now do the math. How many minutes separate 12:37 and a half from 4:22 and a half? 3 hours and what? 45 minutes. Which is how many minutes? 225 minutes, which is exactly what? 3 hours. 3 times 75. Work down to the second. Figure it out. Do the math. Talk about it. This is because of Rebbeinu Tam. Everything fits in. The Shtus Mil fits in. Lag HaMincha, whatever it is. It just fits in exactly right. So therefore, it comes out, you have a Raya Barura, not that it's 18 minutes, but precisely the reverse. But it's 22 and a half minutes going through Rebbeinu Tam, which is what we have positive in the first place anyway. And it's also all law Italia. It goes together. Hazanish in Orachayim Simen Yud Gimel, the Kotan Gimel, suggests something of this nature, but he adds the kashmir from the Truma Tadesh. So the Truma Tadesh holds like Rabbeinu Tam as far as Tezka Chavim is concerned. Nevertheless, in the count of Shir Mil, he says the Mil is a quarter hour and a 20th of an hour. What is a quarter hour and a 20th of an hour? That's how does it make 18 minutes? You don't know. 15 plus 3 is 18? No. You see, it's not all about Talia. What do you say, Rabbi?
A quarter.
A meal is a quarter of an hour plus a 20th of an hour. What's a quarter? 15. What's a 20th? 3. No. So the Chazal said, you see, it's not all about Talia. What's the answer? A quarter of 1 hour. Aha! A quarter of 1 hour. The hour is 75 minutes we already established. Now do the math again. What's a quarter of 75? What is this again? 18 and 3 quarters. What's a 20th of 75?
3
and a quarter. 3 and a quarter. Add them up. What do you get exactly? 22 and a half. There it is. It fits it. It fits it on the money. And now, you know what that is? We know I got this from? Yeah, I got it from Professor Levy. In the paper, it's Manai El Mahalah. He's the one that says everyone else 22 and a half. So I gotta pick up the Kamalan Dagaskazi. I picked up the ride from my parents' group to 18. Got the ride from one of my classes. I picked up this twist, the answer that I just cast from Manai El Mahalah. And I could go crusade it. This whole the whole time. It all depends on my closest to grow with the Rabbeinu Tam. Not only does he say the same, does he say this, but even Rav Chaim Druk quoted some to say this. He quoted some of the arguments of tooth and nail. Rav Eleazar Plachinsky, he came to Yeshiva once. He's the son-in-law of Rabbi Levine. He's spoken on Yeshiva a few times. Maybe a few years ago, once in Riverdale 3 years ago. Big time call. He said exactly this, the truth, the same as Dr. Levy said. The Chaim is exactly the same word. And they both quote the same rhyme. Because the Truma Sedeshin says there are 12 hours from Alot HaShachar to Tzeit HaKokovim in the month of Nisan. Everyone started laughing. You look at that one, they laugh. Oh, yeah, Truma Sedeshin was not a scientist. He didn't know the basics. Everyone knows that the 12 hours from sunrise to sunset in the spring equinox. What are they talking about? What a terrible mistake. This whole Gevura, we see Bechush, 100% wrong. Shown in Kimalotan, they don't make mistakes. When the Truma Sedeshin said it takes 12 hours from Alot HaShachar to Tzeit, the Sprinkler, he knew exactly what he was saying. What did he mean? He meant 12 Shaul's Mayas. The Shaul's Mayas defined as 75 minutes. By definition, it's 12 hours. It's almost a redundancy. By definition. That's what he meant. The 12 hours, take that time, divide by 12, and you have 12 hours. That's all. How does it mean 75 minutes? Otherwise, who's under the tall bit of a chush? Yeah.
If you're writing a paper, you're going to use the sheer time, not use the shot of the money. And as you say, it's totally different. So, if you're going to use, who invented to tell me that there are 12 hours, which is determined the 12 hours by dividing half,
it's all part,
there's only 12 little parts
of the day. No, but it's Kiddush, but Kiddush was a very big
Kiddush. So you can tell me a sheer
thing. No, but it's Kiddush was that you measure this day from a low tashah. It's called, that's quite a Kiddush. To go into the draw.
That means that you're saying more well, sure when he uses the term hour, then he's sure he's referring to hours that are determined by one theoretical day, one day, one year.
It's true about everybody.
No, but if you use 1 hour, 50 minutes, then you can use it as a shear. Why?
It's a big opposite because in America they call it that.
Well, those times they also did it.
Who said?
Didn't they have
Think. Always think like your mindset, where you're coming from. Why is it your heart do have a hard time swallowing this? We all know an hour and 60 minutes. CBS, the program called 60 minutes. You know an hour and 60 minutes. Who says? Yeah, why? They have watches those days. Who said 60 minutes? An hour is 12 for the day, whatever it is. That's cool. Anyway, according to this, here's my somewhat radical finish, which you have a hard time believing this one also. Those who want to follow Rabbeinu Tam's mind, I keep Rabbeinu Tam. I wait 72 minutes. Well, then I'm saying now, they have to give it to Ma'arif's mind. And then I keep Rabbeinu Tam's mind. Rabbeinu Tam's mind is 90 minutes. You have to speed. You want to hear Rabbeinu Tam's mind, you have to keep 90 minutes, not 72. 72 is what the Ritz is called the central, 1/10 of the day, but you have to really keep the obstacle, which is 90 minutes. I don't require the Zek school. 120 minutes to round up, but that's the difference, because I'm not going to go into that now. It's a Sa'af Yom. It's a Havan even to go, whatever. Just letting you know, there's also even more Mahmoud. But I think if you're ready for a minute time, you have to keep 90 minutes. But wait a second, that's just 90 minutes. 90 minutes where in Yerushalayim in the springtime. How does that sit with us here in New York? Well, look at the chart. Look at the chart. Now all the charts, the good charts, have two angles beneath their horizon. There's 16.1, that's the equivalent of 72 minutes. And there's 19.8, which is the equivalent of 90 minutes. That's just over the time working back to Yerushalayim. So look at the chart, the 19.8 time, you can't, most charts don't have the chutzpah to print it when it comes to, it's too late. But they give it away because they print it out of the shop. They can just, my charts don't have it for late year, but they have it for low, so you can figure it out. Same amount. It comes out that at the earliest in New York, the earliest time in the springtime, now coming up, you have to wait 100 minutes. An hour, 40 minutes. In the winter time, 110 minutes. That's an hour and 50 minutes. And in the summer time, 144 minutes. That means if you have enough time, you cannot do malacha in June until 5 minutes before 11. That's daylight saving time. New York City. And there are those people here who observe this halacha. And more power to them. Of all and rough. They are keeping Shiva Sermon attack without the condition. My kind is that those who don't keep the mind aren't really keeping Rabbi Natan's mind at all. I don't know what they're not reading, not someone else, I don't know what they're keeping. But not Rabbi Natan. So therefore, it seems to me that Minigola, going back to Rabbi Kachinsky, going back to his Minigi Rishalayan, that the Minigola Olaf is not to follow this Shiva Rabbi Natan. The Minigol seems to be the follow the Grah. Alright, with liberal additions, because we live further north, you know? You can add a lot, we add more, we keep adding more. So what should we, assuming you follow the Grah, how do you pass him? We follow Tikhachinsky. He says in Doraisis, you have to follow the shear of seeing with your own eyes, that's what Tikhachinsky writes. But in Dirabbanan, he writes himself. There were major things to the earliest year. In other words, we had two sets of numbers before. Remember we had 15, 18, 21, and what, 22, 26, 28, something like that. So if the Kaczynski writes, for the right, we follow the more Machmedic one, and for the Rabban, it's more Mekulidic one. Except one big exception. Don't jump to any conclusion. That's Motzei Shabbos. Because Motzei Shabbos, the Gemara says, you have to have three Kalkover Resufim. Because we'll be the Shabbos purposes. Play it safe, but that's a considerable time afterwards. The reason we wait much longer in America than Motzei Shabbos is because we don't know exactly what we call from Ritzufim are. We don't know. It's hard to measure what Ritzufim are. But what is his mind on the Shabbos? That depends. I'm going to give a definitive mind. You can't. I don't know what Ritzufim is. Because we said now the latest time it could really be, real test of I think in the summer, was like 34 minutes in the summertime. You have to wait at least. At least 10 minutes after the leave, and at least 45 minutes after the shkia for Motzei Shabbos. And you know, so for Rabbi Shimon that shkia, Rabbi Shimon 45 or 50. Comes the same thing, it comes from a totally different angle. He says that 50 minutes is good according to Rabbi Natan. And I say that's good according to the Grah. Let's talk with the Ritzufim for Motzei Shabbos. We have the same question. It's amazing. Yeah, okay, so you know, the whole plug, we shouldn't do any less than that. In my shul, we used to have an admirer around that time, around 45 minutes after the shkia of the Shabbos, and so we make Abdullah light the candles about an hour. Ma'akum and blood faith. We have a Poseva Shabbos in the mitzvah, so we know what's the rush, what's the behold. So therefore comes out, Shikoto was saying now, that since we follow the Grah, presumably, so once the sun sets, it's already been a shmosh, finished. It's Sufik Yom, Sufik Rila. Against there are some parts of the Shara Sea and writes in Simon Reish Lamed Gimel Sifkot Chav Aleph. Maybe could be Megill, could be Pats like Rabbi Yossi Ben Hashemosh and Keharif Ayin, and the whole three quarters of the Megillah doesn't exist. The Gemara Sofim like Rabbi Yossi. That's very difficult. Tosfos Sofim says it's not true. There's no riot to Rabbi Yossi. You can also go like the Gemara. The Kalal, the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Hey, we just saw Pats Macha like Rabbi Yehuda. Also, all the Tosfos say that way. Very shvera line there. In the Shara Sea. Just to conclude, Rav Moshe Zatzal, the also an amazing Kiddush, in his same thing with Moshe, in Megill,
And Ben Ashmash does the Grah with the principle of sex thing. Sex thing. What sex thing? It's an Orachayim Kelet Dalas Simon Samafay. Sex thing. Maybe Rabbi Natan is right. If Rabbi Natan is right, it's Doch Badayom. And if the Saloma, the Gaon is right, the Ben Ashmash is still Tuffin. Sex thing. That's what Moshe writes. The first X minutes after the sunset is the Gaon called Ben Ashmash. So if the Gaon is wrong, if Rabbi Natan is right, it's Badayom. So an hour later, Varayom. So 3 1/4 after the sunset. And if the Gaon is right, it's still Tuffin. The Ben Ashmash is still Tuffin, Yom, Tuffin, Lyle. That's a sex thing. That's right. According to the come out, so the first 13 minutes after sunset, you can be making a little, you can drive a car on Shabbos, you can, he doesn't say that. You can do a hefty car, he does say that. And, if you do a brit milah on the earlier day, he said that, passing that for a comment about yeshiva, and then listen, because all that other said like that. Actually, he didn't say 13 minutes, he said only 8 or 9 minutes. Where did that come from? Simple. Rav Moshe compressed everything down. He goes with the Minchas Kohen Shita, that the Nesi Sa'ad Rav Enetan, it's Moshe, the Nesi Sa'ad of New York 50 minutes after the Shkia, 45 to 50 minutes, everything is compressed by a factor of, I don't know, 45 to 72, whatever that would be, what's that, 5/8, something like that. Everything is 5/8 of the time. So therefore the third minute translates into 8 or 9. So the first 8 minutes, you can be making all these things. So Rav Moshe writes in the truth. I can't believe it. First of all, no one ever said it before. I mean, A. But B, it's fair for another reason. So I might discuss the question of sex faker to shame effort. That it takes care of one is most important than the other. It's called a sex faker. But there's one thing I don't think he does take care of. I put this question asked in a statement called Yisrael Ba'atmanis. We're up in Williamsburg. It's printed here. That, I mean, out in the back of your pack over here. That's it. According to this, there's no Ben Ashmash at the end either. Because if you make a Ben Ashmash, you're a Ben Atam, the exact same logic. Why? Because of the Gaon, it's Vadai, Lila. If a Ben Atam is right, it's something young, something Lila. So you've just taken the word Ben Ashmash and thrown him out of the Shulana. No such thing. Alright, two without the Machmir for the time between the end of the Gaon and the beginning of Ben Atam. That's true. But that's the Lo Kaman. That's not Ben Ashmash to anybody. Because we don't know, it's throwing your deer. You've taken the Ben Ashmash and thrown it out. That's called the sex of the power of the task of the heart. That's the toast of the Baba Kama. You get out of an hour, you can't do it. You can't do it. Zohar, it's in the cave, you know, the figure there, but the nasal. It's very strange. But beyond that, the Ramosha is what she calls, though. Ramosha holds that the Olam is maximum for a bit of time, all the way. According to the city, right at the time. 50 minutes, 45 minutes. Once you wait up the Shabbat, 45 minutes. So the Mach like a Benetam. So if the Mach like a Benetam, then we can have a sex faker and the Groz Ben Ashmash. The way we explained earlier, the way the Mach like a Benetam, they are understanding, so we're following the Groz. Once we found the Groz Behechlet, there's already no subject. The first subject is knocked off. I mean, according to Benetam, it's violent. So what? From the Chalot Shabbos in Benetam, late Shabbos afternoon, which we call an hour after sunset. So we can't rely on Benetam to be making in the Friday afternoon in the few minutes after the sheet. So therefore, I thought the night of this Kiddush, very big Kiddush, is hard to rely upon the night. So just to review, our basic thesis was that there's a fundamental machlokas to grow in the town. How you went to measure the Ashmash, the vinegar older, so we determined it was a fiat shita ta hagrah. And two more things follow. It's mani ayom in terms of when you measure. To get up a little bit later, according to this, on Shabbos morning, the latest month of Shema, and in terms of the meal, also Tavo Talia, and it seems that the minute all of it is to follow the Shita Segura.
Look at this. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Sometimes they say, for whatever reason, you need Charles Shuri.